This is CBS Eye on the World. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is here with me, and we're very pleased to welcome our colleague of many years, Bunchung Tsering, Vice President of the International Campaign for Tibet. The website is savetibet.org. Gordon, it's wonderful to speak to Bunchung again. We spent much time with him during the Olympics in 2008, when the protest was clear that China was abusing, the Communist Party was abusing Tibet. So, what is your question for Bunchung? I welcome him with open arms. Gordon?
Thanks, John. Bunchung, after His Holiness the Dalai Lama had to flee Tibet, he settled into India, and that is where he is now, in Dharamsala, high in the Himalayas. And we have the Tibetan exile community around him. But there's always been a question about the relationship between His Holiness and New Delhi. Where do we stand on this?
Gordon, on the issue of the relationship between the Indian people and government and His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan people, we need to understand two things. First is the historical nature of the relationship. Tibet and the Tibetan identity as we know of today is based on Tibetan Buddhism, which has its spiritual roots in India. And so we Tibetans look to India as a source of Tibetan culture and identity and religion. So from that perspective, the Indian government has also, and the people of India, have been very gracious in welcoming His Holiness Dalai Lama and the Tibetan refugees in 1959 and thereafter, and enabled them to lay a foundation for their preservation of Tibetan culture, way of life, as well as for resolution of the Tibetan issue. That's one thing. The other point is, in terms of the resolution of the Tibetan issue, India also has, and the Indian government, I should say, the Indian government has been over the years very cautious in its approach towards helping this issue of the political aspect of the Tibetan issue, more so because they were hesitant of annoying the Chinese, irritating the Chinese, if you will. And there are some in the Indian political circles who look to the Tibetan issue more as a liability than an asset. So that is the overall picture of the Indian-Tibetan relationship.
Bunchung, it's wonderful to speak. However, I need to recover from 2008. Here we are, 13 years later. The persecution of Tibet was unacceptable, and yet, at the time, the world witnessed it and still attended the Olympics in Beijing that summer. Now we have a world transformed. The unacceptable behavior of the Chinese Communist Party towards the Uyghurs in Xinjiang, towards the people of Hong Kong, towards the people of Taiwan, towards the high Himalayas, and the aggression on India. Tibet remains a place of great sadness and tragedy. Do you find that your message, Save Tibet, is easily received, better received today than back in 2008, because there's a general understanding that the Communist Party is a bad actor? How do they hear you now, Bunchung?
In terms of the international community's approach towards the Tibetan issue, John, you're right that in 2008, there was much attention there surrounding the Olympics that year in Beijing. Unfortunately, what has happened is development since then in Tibet, and we brought out a report on the website that you mentioned earlier, savetibet.org, a week or so back, in which we listed the deterioration in the conditions of the Tibetan people since 2008 Olympics, when there was much hope that by the international community that China will be changed for the better. Rather than changing for the better, China has in fact tightened its hold on the Tibetan people, and therefore, just as they're doing so with the Uyghur people or the Mongol people or even going beyond their borders to sort of stifle voices of democracy and freedom in Taiwan or in Hong Kong. So the Chinese have shown the reverse, that rather than changing for the better, they've changed for the worse. The international community has also over the years been trying to look at China as an economic development source. But unfortunately, what reality has revealed is that China is no longer what the world expected it to be. And so although we, on the Tibetan issue, we do not see the international community altering its views completely, there is a new perception that unless the fundamental issues, that of the Tibetan people or the Uyghur people, are addressed very conclusively, you cannot have hope for a better China tomorrow.
Gordon?
Wenqing, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has a new initiative, or I should say an intensified initiative, to make sure that everybody within his boundaries speaks Mandarin. This obviously has implications for the Tibetan community in Tibet. It would seem to me that in India, there is now a special responsibility to preserve Tibetan culture. If you could comment on this, please.
Yeah, one of the positive elements of the Indian government providing hospitality to His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan people is because it provided our people with the foundation, the basis for preservation of Tibetan culture, language, way of life. So Tibetan students like myself, who have been brought up in that sort of environment, we are fortunate to have been brought up both in the Western education system as well as in the traditional Tibetan way of life, including our language. That the Tibetan Central Tibetan Administration has been able to continue to maintain, even though the number of students are decreasing over the years. But if you compare that with what's happening in Tibet today, and there are new reports suggesting that the Chinese are now trying to change the bilingual system of education, with Mandarin being made the main language of instruction and language of business for Tibetans, which in a way is very much detrimental to Tibetan identity and culture.
Bunsheng Tsering is the vice president of an organization that is dedicated to the International Campaign for Tibet, dedicated to educating people from outside of Tibet about the threat. I recommend the website. It's very easy, savetibet.org. On this are statements from around the world a long time, including a very famous actor, Richard Gere, who is a devoted, very careful person when he speaks about Tibet. But there are new reports here as well. Bunsheng Tsering is our guide in 2008, as he will be our guide going forward for Tibet. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.